All right, so we start hour number two. What's going on? Welcome to the jungle in Southern California. I'm Jim Rome. Good first hour. E. Muss made it back in. Eric Musselman. What a great, great night for Arkansas and them beating the defending national champs. Some reaction, and then I want to change up and talk some NFL. Purple turtleneck man. When my team has clinched the game, I can't be the one to F up this 360 windmill dunk as time expires. Sincerely, that clown from FAU. Unwore that clown from FAU thinking he's George Pappas.
Tristan Inarruda has it taken away by Pappas as he was trying to dribble out the clock. And Pappas throws down a dunk and then gets up in Inarruda's face. He's going to get teed up, and he should. KU is doing the classy thing and running out the clock. Pappas then comes in, takes the ball away, throws a dunk, and then talks trash. He needs to get back to New Jersey with that type of attitude.
No. No, with that type of attitude, he needs to get back to New York or L.A. or Boston or Philly or wherever the hell he wants to be. Understand, Kansas was up 55. And my man, Georgie Pappas, picked the ball handler clean, who was just dribbling out the clock, and went down and threw one down. It's still one of my favorite sports moments ever.
He needs to get back to New Jersey with that type of attitude.
That feels a little bit different. Now, if you're going to say to me, why is that different? I don't know. They were down 55 when it happened. He's talking about the attempted jam at the end of the FDU-FAU game. And FDU was not happy about that. I understand why they're not. However, it's not the worst thing in the world, all right? There are much worse things than a guy trying to close out a win and throw down a 360 windmill dunk. I'm not saying I condone it. I'm not saying I'm in favor of it. I'm not saying that I wouldn't be pissed if I were the other guy. But you know what? Win the game and you got nothing to worry about. I don't think that's a reason to go, but I know people do. You know, the whole disrespect factor. You probably don't want to do it, but notice I'm not killing the guy for it either. Because it makes me laugh. Granted, I wasn't playing in that game. I wasn't the one who was disrespected. But I'm watching that game going, oh no! He went up. And dude, that was a high degree of difficulty. But if you're going to do that, Martin's gonna come in. If you are going to show the other guy up, now I don't know whether or not that was his intent. But if you're going to show the other guy up, and the game's already over, and it's a tournament game, and it was a well-played game for the most part, and they both played hard, if you're going to do that, you sure as hell better make the shot. You have to throw that down. In fact, if you're going to do that, throw it down, hang from the rim, and shatter the glass. Get your money's worth if you're going to do that. But you cannot miss, and he did. Ostrich Eyes, quote, or tweets, quote, the Muss bus is here. This guy's my hero. He's making Arkansas basketball relevant again. We had a hell of a reputation with Nolan in the 90s, and Muss is bringing it back. What do you mean he's making you relevant again? You're already relevant again because of him. Yes, he's building. Yes, this group is evolving. Lest we forget, this guy came out of nowhere, led you to a Sweet 16, and back-to-back Elite Eights. Ken and SA, James, screw E. Muss, FDU, Purdue, FAU, Zags, State, and Princeton. What happened to Jack Savage's hat? Did he shred half of it? Did he burn half of it with a blowtorch? Inquiring minds want to know.
Burning.
Can you sound like a guy who has not won a bet yet? By the way, I feel you. I'm getting my brains beat in with these games. Geoff is in. Did Dodger Jano... Or dear Dodger Jano, I got taken to the cleaners. while gambling this weekend, don't be alarmed by the Uber sticker on the window of your luxury sled. Love, Jimmy. It wasn't that bad. It was bad. But I haven't reached that point yet. And if I do, I'm going to get a Lyft sticker as well. I'm going to double dip. He signed that Love, Jimmy. Hey, Rome, did that caller in Arkansas say E. Muss is the hardest working guy in Arkansas? That's not saying much. Regards, meth, poverty, missing teeth, obesity, shoelessness, mullets, roadkill dinners. Eric in Castle Rock. Eric, do better. Jerome, when the Razorbacks make the Final Four, then we will get our Eric Muscle Man and Skin Rome segment. Signed, the Thirsty Lass from West Virginia.
Some skin, sir.
She asked nicely. She did sir me.
Some skin, sir.
Kathleen's never asked me for that.
War Lady.
I don't have a big enough butt, I don't think, for that. All right, so there's some reaction. If you want to hit me on the phones, go ahead and do it. 1-800-636-8686. Change the topics, and I do have Dusty May coming up in the third hour, last segment of the show. So last week, I got to admit, I was pretty hot. Pretty hot because I feel like there's nobody on the national scene, nobody who has a nationally syndicated sports show that has honked your Detroit Lions any harder than I have, D-Town. You know this. And in doing so, I laid out a very simple two-part plan for the offseason. No, they didn't ask me for my opinion. You're getting it anyway. Much like I didn't want that pork chop in Wisco, Woody informed me I was getting it anyway. Yo, Rome, you want a pork chop? Hey, Woody, you mean with those 8 eggs you just put on my plate? No, I'm good. Woody, quote, you're getting one anyway. That's me and the Lions. Nobody asked my opinion, but you're getting one anyway. So I had a two-part plan. This is how you go from being a competitive team and a great story in 2022 to becoming a true Lombardi contender in 23. Just two things. Number one, use your resources efficiently, but use them a la cap money and incredible draft capital, and use it to improve the easiest defense to move the ball on in the NFL last season. And it was. As well as they played, as tough as they were not hard to move the ball against. Fix that. That's point number one. Point number two, re-sign my guy. Re-up my favorite player. And yeah, I just said that. I think that he is now my favorite player. One of my favorite human beings, my guy, my favorite player, Jamal Williams, or better known to the nerd community as the leader of the hidden village of the den.
First Way Kazakage, leader of the hidden village of the den.
Josh Reynolds, John Jay High School.
Hey, you beat that. Like maybe 2.5 of the finest seconds of video audio ever. Even when the first time I heard it, I had no idea what it meant. I'm looking at this guy like, dang, that is incredible. Albie, can I have that one more time?
First Way Kazakage, leader of the hidden village of the D.
Josh Reynolds, John Jay High School.
I've even talked to Jamal about that, and I still barely understand what any of that means. But I know I love the guy, and not just for that. Got nose for the end zone now. My man was finishing a lot of runs. So, Detroit, I got to be real. I was hot. He loved being there. He played his guts out for you. I was hot because you did not take care of this guy. I mean, the organization has done a hell of a job in starting their defensive makeover, even getting C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Great pickup. However, you also signed David Montgomery, a good running back in his own right, but it meant that Swag Kazakage would be shown the door. But you know that, Detroit. All is good. And yes, I did say that. All is good. No hard feelings. Because everything has worked out for the better for my guy. And as hard as it was for me to see that guy walk out the door, and you let him, if not pushed him, I'm still great with the Lions. I still like what they're doing overall. I didn't like that at all. At all. But I still like what they're doing overall. In fact, he's not happy at all with the Lions. Jamal thinks they disrespected him. He thinks they lowballed him. He thinks that they didn't want him back. And by the way it played out, that's kind of how it feels, right? However, you had to know that the legend, being the legend that he is, was going to land on his feet quickly. And he did, in New Orleans. In fact, check out his intro presser. He may have actually traded up, believe it or not. He may have found himself a better opportunity, believe it or not. And had he signed back in the D, chances are we don't get this, right? If he re-ups, we don't get this kind of presser. As for you, Saints fan, you now not only have a baller, but you have one of the greatest dudes ever on your roster, and he is hyped as hell to be there. The entire presser was gold, all of it. Y'all, the entire Jamal Williams experience, as he opened it in educating the media on Pokemon, and he did it while wearing a hat from his favorite character from that world, Eevee. And wasted zero time in taking a reporter to task over not getting it.
So it's basically a cat. This is how they start off, though. But Eevee can, like, evolve into, like, 8 different types of Pokemon, basically. So, but Eevee, though. E-E-V-E-E. All right, Luke.
What a great line. But Eevee, yo. Eevee, though. And that was the first interaction this guy had with the new crew of scribes that are going to cover him. He's making damn sure they know his priorities. And you have to see this cat's absolute unbridled joy to fully appreciate this guy. Just beaming from ear to ear with the biggest smile ever. There are people that you know who are comfortable in their own skin. And then there are those who have separated even from those. And you've got, like, a self-proclaimed nerd, Jamal Williams. Like, he's different than the rest. He's different than anybody I've ever met. I love and admire this dude so much for it, too. The reason this dude is because he's that dude. Whenever and wherever he is. Can I repeat that? The reason this guy is that dude is because he is that dude whenever and wherever he is. What I'm saying is no one travels better than my dude. He's going to show up every single time. He's going to give you whatever he has every damn time, no matter where he is. There are so many highlights that I can play from the entire 18-minute Welcome to My World Jamal Williams presser. But there's too much. There's too much. There's too much to play, so our very good friends at CBS pretty much made an Alvin DeLauro week that was out of this one presser. Look at some of the highlights or listen to some of the highlights from this presser.
You would think I'm all, but this smile can be like for evil too. Yeah, I'm turned. I'm high off life right now. It don't matter. I am here. But I'm just excited. Like, I am trembling from excitement right now. I'm just shaking. You remind me of, like, V for Vengeance. Is that it? Did I say it right? Yeah, that mask. Yeah, V for Vendetta. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
When they called you to sign you, was that part of their sales pitch, or how did they convince you to sign with you?
First thing my girlfriend said was, ooh, you got to try some Bugatti.
Oh, gosh,
Beignets. You got to try the beignet. What is your name, sir? So how many times am I going to see you? All the time?
All
right, cool. Well, my time here, you are going to become an anime expert. All right. I don't do well with dead things that are still intact with the head on it. Like, it's looking at me, I just can't do it.
We got time for one more.
He's lying. Come in here with, you know, with some socks on.
I got socks on.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they're just a little bit.
Mm.
A little
line.
We're good.
Ankle socks tell a lot about you, man.
Ankles. He's calling a guy out for not having socks. And this guy says, well, I do actually. They're ankle socks. And Jamal says, ankle socks say a lot about you, man.
Ankle socks tell a lot about you, man.
The sounds that he makes, the things that he says, the energy that he's throwing off. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. That is my favorite NFLer right now. I could tick off 30 off the top of my head that are like in that same tier or a tier beneath 30 guys that I love in the NFL. Nobody more so than that guy. That presser? I mean, you want to talk about masterpiece theater. Find me a different, better, funnier presser than that. I mean, dude's laughing. He's dancing. He's talking anime. He's doing impressions of dead things that he might eat. He's educating fools on Pokemon. He's busting a reporter's ass for wearing ankle socks and having a V for Vendetta mustache look. I mean, you know, in short, giving the Big Easy the big swag, the Kazekage experience. I mean, I literally can't stop laughing at this dude in a good way. My man, all love, all respect. I so admire this guy. Because let's not forget, you can have that personality, and it's fun, and it's cool. This dude can play. This dude runs hard. This dude finds the back of the end zone. So, where is it really? Oh, when he gets to eat those Ben-Yetis? Or the Ben-Gay? Or that was so funny.
What is your name?
Beignet. Me and the lady are going to have a lot of beignets.
Beignet.
Going to rub a little Ben-Gay on it after. Beignet. Have some beignet. So when I first saw this guy leave Detroit, I was not happy at all because I love Detroit and I love him. However, now that I've seen his act already in New Orleans, I'll tell you what, man, this guy's fitting in perfectly. And guess who's still there? Guess who is still there? And the two of these guys are going to be on the same team. How awesome would it be if these two dudes were on the same field at the same time in a game that mattered? You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about this guy. Because as much as Jamal loves beignet and football,
the beignet.
I don't know that anybody loves football more than this cat loves football.
As a kid, my passion was always football, right? But being taken away from the game, I didn't realize that my passion was playing football.
Beignet. I'm being serious now. How could we possibly be even luckier or this lucky at all? Not even New Orleans, but every fan of football. Not even every fan of football, but every fan of life. These two dudes in the same locker room. And yes, I know Jameis is not going to start next season, but the Saints officially have the greatest quarterback running back combo in the history of life. Imagine these cats pre-gaming this season. You're going to stay on the porch. Follow me here. You're going to stay on the porch. End quote. This is not my line. I don't want to get in trouble. This is a quote. A quote from one of them. You're going to stay on the porch and piss like a puppy? Or are you going to eat a W like the big dogs?
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired. That's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch and let the big dogs eat. Let them on the field. Have some heart. I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry because I care about y'all. Last year wasn't it.
I mean, dude, seriously, find me a guy you'd rather run through a wall with or for than that guy. Then that's not the coach. What an unbelievable pregame speech where he's got guys gathered around and has that kind of energy and essentially is challenging them and asking, who are you going to be? Who are you going to be? Are you going to be that guy who's over there pissing like a puppy? or are you going to be a stud, a monster, a baller, a difference maker? Are you going to be that dude? One more time, Avi. One more time.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they tired.
Stop right there. Stop right there. I'm sorry. Everybody's great when they're not tired. Ding. 100% accurate. Real champions separate themselves by playing their best when they're dog tired. Those are who the dogs are. Not the puppies pissing on their leg, but the dogs. We're dogs, Alvy. Roll it.
Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch and let the big dogs eat.
If you're going to piss like a puppy, stay on the porch and let the big dogs eat. How do you let this guy out of your building? Incredible. It should be streamed, him and Jameis, 24-7. Like, you have that from Jamal, which is absolutely insane. And then, of course, we have Jameis Winston, PhD, a professor on human anatomy and life itself.
Our body is so symmetrical, right? You got your wrists, you know, and then what are your wrists on the bottom half? Your ankles, you know, you got your shoulders up top. What are your shoulders? Your hips, you know what I'm saying? You got your elbows. What are your elbows? Your knees, right? Like, so it's symmetrical and you just got to work different parts.
I mean, I thought he was my favorite dude until I met Jamal. Until I sat with Jamal.
The beignet.
I've been watching Jamal from afar, and I know what kind of player he is. And then we came together on the row, and I've spent time with him. I can't get enough of this guy. Like, Jameis was my favorite guy, so now Jameis has been downgraded. He's first on the downgrade list. Now he's one of my favorite guys. Jamal is my favorite guy. Find me one more person that would act like that or say that. And no Raider fan or clone. Derek does not have the sound collection that these guys have. Wise asses. There's only one.
To be the result of all that effort pisses me off. Pisses a lot of guys off. It's hard knowing what some guys are doing.
The beignet.
Like I said, just to practice what they're putting in their body just to sleep at night. Like, just so we can
ankle
be there for each other.
A lot about you, man.
And I wish everybody in that room felt the same way about this place. And as a leader, that pisses me off.
Because if you go like a puppy, stay on the porch!
DC, my man. I know that was sincere. I know you're emotional. That ain't going to fly in that locker room. Jamal ain't having it. You won't even feel that way again. Because you'll have Jamal in that locker room. Man, just wait. Just wait. Don't. He is so amazing. Yeah, I know. I dare you clones to take a run at the leader of the Hidden Village of the Den's new starting quarterback or his new BFF Jameis. Because do not let Derek or his tears fool you. It's all dog now in New Orleans. All dog. Tell me how awesome this moment was for Jamal.
Stop playing us, man. We the Detroit Lions. We the Detroit Lions. Stop playing with us. I don't even watch TV, but I heard everybody already picked the Packers over us. Stop playing with us. That's all I got to say, man. Don't let these tears fool you. It's all dog around this mug.
Again, I challenge you. Find somebody better. Find a better soundbite. I mean, he's like just choked up. Waterworks. And then bam, like just on a pivot. Like he flipped a switch. Don't let these tears fool you. We're dogs. Tell you what, I can't believe we're so lucky. Even before the season has started, team content in 2023 is far and away the New Orleans Saints. Like, by a secretariat type length. Why have we not given them their team trophy championship or championship team trophy? Championship team content trophy. There, that. So there you go. Sorry, Detroit. I'm still a little conflicted because you lost an all-timer, but you did gain a baller on defense. CJ Gardner-Johnson is coming to Detroit. Now, why'd he leave Philly? The money. Nothing new about that. Eagles made an offer to him early on. CJ waited for something better, didn't get much in free agency, and winds up going to the Lions. Wild stab here, Philly fan. And this is just a bit of speculation on my part. I don't know. I have no idea. Wild stab here. I don't know if it came down exclusively to money or if a small percentage of that decision relates to the fact that an Eagle fan jacked his car after a win.
Exactly who took my car.
There you go.
Thank you.
I heard that. Yep. Yeah, if you want me to, I can send these clips.
Yeah, it's good. I know exactly who stole my bro. Yeah, don't worry, buddy. We got y'all on camera. Wow.
Wait, where was that angle?
That's how y'all getting down? In Philly, y'all still after a win?
Another amazing quote. Well, he's like, wow. Imagine coming out to the players' lot and the car is gone. Wow. Wow. Quote, wow. Is that how you all get down in Philly?
That's how y'all getting down? In Philly, y'all still after a win?
After a win.
Wow.
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 That's how you all get down?
Wow.
And you wonder why this guy's in Detroit now. Thing is, I don't think that CJ wanted the gloss car jacked Gardner Johnson to stick.
Wow.
Enjoy feasting, my man, in Detroit. Carjacked.
Wow.
Philly fan. That's a list. That's one of the most Philly fan things ever. Ripping off a luxury sled of one of the players after a win.
Wow.
Wow.
Brick.
When asked what he thought about that, CJ just said, wow.
Wow. Wow.
When I was asked for my reaction, I just said, wow.
Wow.
That's how you all get down there?
Wow.
After a win?
Wow.
Hey, Avi, here's my reaction. You tell me that it's time to break. Wow. Hey, Avi, is that how you get down there, Avi, on that side of the glass? Beignet.
The beignet.
What is your...
The beignet.
The beignet.
The break, yeah.
If you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch.
My man, Jamal. Obviously, nothing but love and respect, dude. Ben, yeah. Here's a question. Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so amazing? Well, there is something to be said for a family business, which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. All beef jerky is not the same. Make sure you choose Old Trapper. That way you can see exactly what you're buying because it comes in an iconic Clearview package. And every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough because they use only the finest ingredients from their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices, to their real wood-fired smoke. Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite, and it comes in four mouth-watering flavors. I love them all. You might find one you like better than the rest. If not, try them all. They come in 4-ounce bags. They also come in an 18-ounce bag if you pick one that you like best. Make sure, if you do not see it, that you ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Remember, beef jerky is not just beef jerky. There's a major difference between Old Trapper and all the others. Ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
Wow.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You know what? I'm going to give you a team during this short break that's having a really good offseason that I did not expect. Dallas Cowboys. I really like the moves they've made. And I don't say that very often. Not with Jera calling the shots. But he's caught some really good shots. They've made some really productive moves. I do like what I'm seeing from them. So, as we look ahead, I will talk about that later on. Hey, listen. Can you get up in here with a phone call that's going to make it better? Per usual, the phone's ringing. but I just need a good phone call that's going to elevate this conversation. Or even if that's too much to, quote, elevate the conversation, just make it better. Just, there's no, you're a sports fan. You can't tell me you don't spend all day rapping with your crew, talking junk, talking sports. So why would you not move that conversation to a platform that affords you zillions of listeners? And then everybody can hear your brilliant take on what went right, what went wrong, who's to blame, who's not. Hit me. And don't wait on the right topic. If there's something that you're sitting around like, when's he going to do this? When is he going to talk about this? I might not. Or if you bring it up, I probably will. So again, just reset yourselves, get on the phone, shoot your shot. 1-800-636-8686. And again, you know where to find me on social, at Jim Rome. Hey, Jaime, why after every game is completed, do both coaches insist on patting down the opposing coach? It's just weird. These elongated encounters where both bros insist on touching every square of another man's chest, back, arms, head, and behind. Just stop.
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Steve in SA. I don't know, Steve. Have you answered the question yet why you're posting pictures of your kids and not your cars? Was that Willis who asked that? Somebody wanted to know that. I don't know what you're talking about. In fact, like, what games are you watching? What sport are you watching? Most of the time, it's a quick blow-by that's respectful enough, but to be a quick blow-by. And then the other side of it is, some of these guys are, in fact, really good friends, the coaches. You know, if they have the same shoe deals, or if they travel, or their wives are tight, or they just know each other and have known each other for 40 years. And for 1 week, they block everything out. And all they want to do is kick the guy's ass that they consider a good friend. They're going to have a moment, dude. They'll have a moment. But I don't think that moment includes patting down every square inch of the other guy's body. And if it does, who cares? Besides you, dude. Besides you, Steve. Columbus Hawk 74, Jamal Williams is also my favorite player. He's truly amazing. As a Bengals fan, I really want him to come to the Natty. That presser is a true all-timer.
Ooh, you got to try some Bugatti. Oh, beignets. Beignets. You got to try the beignet.
When he first started with, you got to try the Bugatti's. I'm like, did that dude just sign a big enough contract to get a Bugatti? Is that what he means? No, that's not what he means. He was not talking about a Bugatti. He was talking about a Bengetti.
Bugettis. Beignets. You got to try the beignet.
There you go. Beignet. There are some people that are naturally kind of funny. There are some people who try super hard to be funny and aren't. And then there's that guy. But you know what? As I get further on in life, you know what matters most to me? You know, aside from the main thing, the things that matter most to me, you know, aside from family, friends. But the thing that matters most that I've realized late in life is just energy. Energy. And not energy like stamina, but energy, the energy you throw off, the vibe you throw off. Are you making people around you better? Are they happy to see you? Are they gravitating to you? Do they want to do better because of the time they spent with you? Energy. You don't want to be around negative energy. You want to be around positive energy. This dude's got some of the craziest energy. And I'm not trying to be foo-foo with you, right? I'm not getting all cosmic and all universe with you. I'm just saying, energy. This dude's got some of the most amazing energy ever. How do you let that energy walk out that door?
But I'm just excited. Like, I am trembling from excitement right now.
I mean, you can hear the smile on his voice. Like, I'm just excited. I'm trembling with excitement. Like, he's giving you a play-by-play of his excitement levels. Great presser. All right, when we come back, I might talk Cowboys. or I might talk about the Warriors and the Grizz, or both. And then in the last segment, we've got Dusty May. What a job this guy's done. What an amazing job this guy's done. He's got FAU in the Sweet 16. We already heard from the Must Bus, Eric Musselman, gearing up for another big challenge. Damn good coach. Time now for a sports update. Here you go. Hey, Rich, sorry I'm so late. Take it away.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Clones, as a reminder, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. So you can sample different flavors and find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? All right, so relatively short segment. Why don't we use that as an opportunity to go to the phones? 1-800-636-8686, Cedar Falls, Iowa. I like it. Brandon, good to have you, Brandon. How are you?
Hey, Jim, I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, man. Super.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about that game last night with FAU. It was a great game, and then they just ruined it at the end with that unsportsmanlike dunk. You know, FAU was giving them the time to just run it out, and they had to try that dunk, and then he missed it. If I was the coach, I'd make him apologize publicly.
You know, I see you working. Let me respond to this really quickly. We're talking about a game last night between FAU and FDU. Hard-fought game. Tough-nosed game. Great game. At the end of the game, FDU called off their dogs because they knew the game was over. Like, don't foul. Don't do anything. Walk off the court. Heads held high. You made an amazing run this year. You won 4 games last year. You came this close to getting to the Sweet 16. We'll never forget it. But stop guarding. Don't foul. Let's go to the locker room and go out with our heads held high. On the other side of that, you got a dude from FAU, Elijah Martin, who had a big game, by the way. He had a really important game. Elijah is like, all right. Nothing between me and the glass. I'm going to go up like it's the dunk contest and try to throw down some wild windmill 360 jam. I'm showing it right now on CBS Sports Network. It was unbelievable. Like, I hate to say it, he wasn't even close. So it was the wrong idea at the wrong time, and I know why FDU was pissed. They were pissed because, one, you don't want to be shown up. And two, they'd stop playing. You know, like there are under 10 seconds left in the game. The game was already over. Effectively, they stopped playing. So for the guy to go down the floor and try and put an exclamation point on it, yes, they were pissed. I think that the coaches had a conversation about it and that Dusty May apologized to Tobin. I haven't really heard anything from the player. I don't know. He probably shouldn't have done it. Check that. He should not have done it. But to me, it doesn't taint the victory. Some of you are acting like the guy should be suspended or something. And whatever you do, don't call me a hypocrite and tell me that, yeah, Rome, what about your boy? What about your boy, Georgie Pappas? Yeah, what about him? And don't you forget about his mother either. She's cooler than he is. And he was pretty cool. And I will tell you the difference between those two things. What about these unspoken rules? Like, who made up these unspoken rules? I want to meet the guy who can't speak to put these rules into existence. But anyway, the difference with Georgie Pappas is it was a November game between Monmouth and Kansas. Monmouth was down 55. 110-55, all right? He was not piling on and running it up. This is the dumbest argument I think I've ever heard. You got Kansas trying to dribble it out, you know, just up and down, 7, 6, 5. And Georgie's like, hell no, there's time on the clock. I'm going to pick dude's pocket. We're showing it right on CBS Sports Network. And not only did he steal the ball, this is so amazing. I'm watching the video right now. Not only did he steal the ball in a game that was over, down by 55, he attacked the basket and then talked junk and let them hear about it. Because he pulled them to within 53. It's not the same. It's not. What happened last night shouldn't have happened, but it's not the end of the world. What happened with Georgie will always make him one of my favorite people. Incredible. And then Kansas getting all up in their feelings like, oh, man, take that crap back to Jersey. There's no place for that. Actually, there is.
He needs to get back
tell you why.
To Jersey with that type of attitude.
No, he does not. And I'll tell you why he doesn't. That took a meaningless November game between Monmouth and Kansas and made it national news. If you don't want some dude picking your pocket and going back down the other way and throwing one down, take care of the rock. So no, it's not one and the same. Pappas family still rules. All right, setting up for hour number three, Dusty May coming up at 11:40. We are open at the top of the hour. I do want to talk Dallas. I've taken enough runs at the Cowboys that when they deserve credit, you know they will get it. They deserve credit. Stay tuned.